This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time.
Yeah. Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the Left Coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation Party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. What's up, friends? Welcome to Dish Nation. Now, listen, man. If you need friends, we got you covered. We're your friends. That's Gary with the T. That's the Brat. That's Portia Williams. I'm Headcrack. So if you're looking for a different crew to roll with, you just leveled up. Also, you're in luck if you're looking for some of the hottest picks taken over the weekend. Because for you dudes out there, Ashanti, I mean, I want these. It's showing up.
Oh, God.
And for the ladies out there and Gary, Liam Hemsworth is rocking some very short shorts. Oh. Plus, the Black China drama just got even crazier. We're going to fill you in on that. But first, we got to open this friendship circle to our friends over there in Los Angeles. Heidi, Frank, Sammy, what up, y'all?
Hey.
What's up, Atlanta?
Hey.
Hey, guys.
Now, we hear that you got an update on Ben Affleck and his new side piece, Lindsay Shookus. What's going on, Heidi?
We do, and you know what? Not surprisingly, Jennifer Garner, Ben's ex, is not happy that he's dating SNL producer Lindsay Shookus. Now, according to People Magazine, so Lindsay, SNL producer, has an apartment in New York City, what they call a white glove apartment, but recently she's been in Los Angeles, and the rumor is that while she's here in Los Angeles, she's been staying or shacking up with Ben Affleck.
Oh!
She's probably sleeping in the guest house.
Which is ironic, because that's where he used to live.
Yeah, he's sleeping there, too.
So, now, according to Us Weekly, Jen Garner is not happy about this whole Lindsay Shookus situation.
Why?
Was because Lindsay Shookus is the one that allegedly was having an affair with Ben while he was still married to Jen Garner.
And she was married to another producer on SNL.
Yes, and so it's one of those things where...
But then it cancels each other out. If you're both married, you can have an affair. It's no big deal.
No, that's when you know the other one's not going to tell.
We both have something to lose. Now, of course, Ben Affleck's camp denies all of this, which of course you would. But now, according to multiple sources, this is not an easy situation for Jen Garner because she knew that Ben would move on quickly. She's like, he's just a guy who cannot be alone. We all know those guys that are like, they go right from one relationship into the next because they can't be alone. She just didn't think it would be with a girl that he's circling back. With a
is
girl
that,
that
worse, going
yes.
back to something that you had before after you get a divorce?
Went back to the girl that you were cheating on me with?
He definitely has a type. She very, very, very strong features.
What?
I'm just saying. Yeah. The beautiful women.
Oh, I didn't want to say that, Frank. I thought she kind of, too.
He likes strong jaws, Frank.
Strong tongue.
He likes the girl with a super...
Strong gums, strong teeth, and strong...
All right, you're naming me.
In other news, Kesha saw a UFO.
What? I'm sure about that, Frank.
In a recent interview on the Zach Sang show, she said she saw little balls of fire in the sky, but I'll let her tell you about it.
All right.
I was in Joshua Tree, totally sober.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me preface. And I look up in the sky, and there's a bunch of spaceships. I swear to God, there were like 5 to 7. And I don't know why I didn't like try to take a picture of it. I just looked at it. I was sitting on a rock. And I was like, well, what in the hell is that?
How bad is your reputation when you have to preface the story was, I was sober.
Right.
I was totally sober.
I don't know. You tell us.
She didn't seem sober when she was telling the story, though.
Exactly. You seem drunk now. Yeah.
Most drunk people say that they're sober.
That's right, too. She was high, because who goes to the desert alone?
And not drink.
And she found a rock, and she was sitting on it.
No, she was smoking it.
Moving on. Now, we promised some hot summer bodies on this show, but...
Baby, I'm going to tell you, honey, it's not going to be Leo DiCaprio. Now, Leo is proud of his dad, Bod. Now, according to Page Six, Leo was at a barbecue in Malibu just before the 4th of July, and he was boasting, honey, that he has no problems, honey, none, with having a dad, Bod. Now, according to sources, he was drinking a beer and bragging to a group of models about how he doesn't work out. Apparently, the girls weren't impressed, honey, because the source says that the girls were like, does he think that's attractive? It's not like that he's in the Titanic shape anymore.
The reason he's proud of his dad bod is because he can still pull every single one of those models. He doesn't have to work out. He's still Leo DiCaprio. He could look like Jabba DiCaprio and still pull all those models. He probably had sex with all of them on that same day.
Yep. Yeah, but still. Work out.
What's eating Gilbert Grape? Right, what's Gilbert Grape eating?
Well, Los Angeles is going to sign off for now. When we come back, we have all the details about Ciara and Russell Wilson's first year naughty anniversary. Mm. All the details when we come back.
Bye, Lana.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Well, in Stars You Had No Idea Were Besties news, new parents Bradley Cooper and girlfriend Irina Shayk went on a Tahitian vacation last week with Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper, who brought his partner Benjamin Masani, Allison Williams, and her husband Ricky Van Veen, and the legendary designer Diane von Furstenberg.
That's a whole crew.
Heck yeah.
That's a lot of money on a damn boat.
That's friend goals for real.
Yes,
I bet those Somali pirates wish they had a motorboat.
But you know what I see in this photo?
What?
Y'all see that big ring on Irina's hand?
Y'all got right off of that.
I'm just saying, you know, they just had a baby. So it's possible that a wedding may be in the works.
Well, hell, you should have married before the baby, but
is he getting it done?
Yeah.
I think. Mm. But you know, when it's a lot of people like this and everybody's rich, normally if it's just one person rich, they already know who's going to pick up the tab.
True.
With a whole lot of rich people, who decides to pay for what?
I think Bradley Cooper.
I was going to say Bradley Cooper, too.
No, I think
Andy Cohen would do it. But it's weird because, you know, white people, they love to pay for stuff anyway. They're like, I gotcha. I get you some shots. Right. Let's drink up.
All right, so if there's bad news to be given out on the trip, who do you think's breaking the bad news?
Andy Cohen.
Yeah,
Andy Cohen all day. Mm-hmm.
Wait, you're saying Cohen, you're saying Cooper?
Yeah.
I think Miss Furstenberg.
Because she looked like she'll play.
Andy, darling, I have something to say. But Gil told me that you were really having problems.
She told it, honey.
Yeah, she'll spill the tea. She do look like she'll break some bad news to somebody.
Ooh, this is a messy group. I like this group.
We need to be on that boat, honey. Yeah. Well, you know who else went on vacation recently? 5-time Olympic medalist Simone Biles.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, she's got her vacay going on. She was with her family in Hawaii and posted photos of herself having a great time on the beach. She was paddleboarding, goofing off with her family, just enjoying herself.
Well, she looks like she's having a blast.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Well, then, honey, Simone tweeted, honey, this selfie with the caption, resting beach face. Now, she was attacked by a fan who wrote, seems like you have party nonstop for a year. Hashtag trash, hashtag unfollow, hashtag role model. To which Simone responded with, talk to me when you train for 14 years and earn 5 Olympic medals.
Yes.
I think kids will say otherwise. My year off is well deserved. Take a couple seats.
She meant to say have several seats.
Right.
Yeah. That's what she meant to say.
And that makes sense because, like, when you train so hard for the Olympics, like, that's a lot of time and energy out of your life, so you need that break.
Exactly.
Who is the hater anyway?
Like, hell, I'm screaming.
That is so irrelevant. It don't even matter. You shouldn't even fed nothing back to them, honey. Just let them go ahead and be miserable in their miserable last lives.
But should she take a vacation or should she just train continuously?
Well, after she did the Olympics, she did, Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah.
I mean, this girl was busy back to back. She deserves it. And she looks damn good.
She does.
Well, let's keep this bikini theme going with her. It's the damn girl. And I know I was alone in these streets. Y'all left me hanging, but that's okay. I need to say something to you guys.
What?
Ashanti is and will always be a baddie. Like, yo, she posted...
And you a thirsty.
People always see...
Let's do it together first.
So she came out stunting on him. She had this banging bikini body, which she put on display on Instagram yesterday, wearing a white bikini and some Jordans. And she even captioned one of the photos, well, because I didn't want to wear heels. 7s, your stilettos are stuck in the grass.
Well, she didn't have to wear no damn heels, but she could have worn a cute little thong sandals. Not no doggone Jordan.
Oh, no, she's appealing to the man.
Watch your mouth, boy.
Them Jordans look cute, honey. That is what goes with that, with the hat to the back. Thank you very much.
Y'all hood girls, that's not very classy and ladylike.
Hood girls? I'm the best of both girls, bitch. I can be either or. I camouflage either way.
Oh, there you go.
Because right now you're hood.
And I'm about to f*** you up.
Oh. Yeah, you better be careful in that corner. You don't have anywhere to go.
Nowhere to go. All right, y'all. Coming up, who would have thought y'all that the hot felon is a cheater? Y'all never hot felon that bastard caught cheating, honey. Well, anyway, honey, we'll tell you who caught him and that download dirty dog next.
Alright, welcome back to Dish Nation, and here's a story you should come quick see. Tupac and Madonna, a lot of people don't know, they dated for a hot minute back in the day.
Oh yeah.
And there's a letter that he wrote to her while he was incarcerated that's gonna be hitting the auction block next week, and the starting bid, y'all, is $100,000.
That's cheap.
I was just about to say, I can't believe it's not more than that.
Exactly.
Well, anyway, in the letter, he explained why he dumped her, and race was definitely a factor.
But
he said, for you to be seen with a black man wouldn't in any way jeopardize your career. If anything, it would make you seem much more open and exciting. Mm. But for me, at least in my previous perception, I felt due to my image, I would be letting down half of the people who made me what I thought I was. I never meant to hurt you.
Aww. That's a sweet way to say it.
No, but that's sad, though. I really hate that. Because it seems like they would have had a real thing going. You know, she's got her... You know, she seems like she would be with a bad boy, and he loves really hard. So
cute.
Just because of race, they couldn't make it, that's sad.
But anyway, I mean, back then when he and Madonna were dating, I think black men were just being able to date white women, so that's probably why he did that. So.
Yeah, the Civil Rights Act of 1996.
Yeah, so.
Gary,
shit.
You're crazy.
Well, y'all, speaking of incarcerated, Jeremy Meeks, the hot felon, has turned into the hot adulterer. Man, he's been married to his wife, Melissa, for 8 years now, and they have 2 kids together, and she even stood by him when he was locked up, y'all.
Damn shame.
Well, he has, of course, blown up as a model since his release from prison, and you know what they say, baby. New levels, new devils.
That's right.
Well, he was just spotted making out with 26-year-old Topshop clothing store heiress Chloe Green while on a yacht partying in the Mediterranean.
Honey.
He's a male whore.
You know, and I'm not applauding the action itself.
What?
But I mean, look, what God has for him is for him.
Oh, head crack.
Well, he just moving up in the world. No, this is how it happens.
No, he started from the bottom. Now he's here.
Right.
You know, Topshop is huge.
But that's not right, though. That woman sat by his side.
She stuck by him, though. That ain't cool. That ain't cool.
And this tramp, honey.
Prison is a hard thing to go through.
It sure is a hard thing to go through. The hard thing to go through when you're by yourself. When his wife sat by his side.
With them kids.
Waiting for him to come out of jail.
But the real MVP of this picture is the man in the back corner.
Right.
Like, well, you look at that.
He's getting all the tea.
Yes.
First hand.
Well, Larry Bird.
Melissa confirmed to the Daily Mail that she found out Jeremy was cheating on her when a stranger alerted her to the pictures on Instagram. She thought he was simply on a business trip, and when she spoke to her husband, she said, he kept saying, I'm sorry, you didn't deserve this. We talked about divorce. I told him I didn't think the marriage could be saved. He agreed the marriage is over.
Baby, whoever this heiress is, her nickname must be Sunshine. Y'all remember that guy? He said, hey, babe, put your mom on the phone. I won't be coming back home no more.
Okay, man.
I'll see you later.
I heard that line.
Okay, I'm with Sunshine.
Anything, though, that's for being a prison.
That's all of night.
Yeah.
She done put something on this man, honey.
You supposed to deny and be like, that wasn't me.
Not if it's good. It's good and she got more money. Oh, he came clean. Really?
I'm sorry, you didn't deserve this.
Look, if she done threatened him with divorce, he said, I concur. Goodbye.
No, you're right.
Okay. Well, moving on, the Dodgers took the Royals on over the weekend, and one Dodgers fan was definitely there to show her support. Literally.
See? And people always wonder what happened to retired strippers.
Somebody give this lady her beat. She thinks she in New Orleans.
Okay.
Well, she's Mardi Gras.
Baby, she was working, honey.
She showed y'all her good Hanes her way bra.
Latex cross your heart.
Latex cross your heart. And then have grandma things sitting up, though, honey.
What? Okay.
All right, y'all. Coming up, Rob Kardashian dabbled in revenge porn over the holiday, and now Blac Chyna is speaking out, and baby, she is just getting started. Stay tuned.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, it has been one hell of a week for Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna.
Yes, indeed.
Whoa. Now, in case you missed it, Rob Kardashian's Instagram was suspended last week after he posted a series of sexually explicit images of Chyna, accusing her of using him for his money and sleeping with a long list of guys. Apparently, Blac Chyna is not taking any of this lying down. Unlike the other stuff.
Nice.
She broke her silence today on Good Morning America and opened up about how the cyber attack affected her.
I was devastated, of course. I'm like, how could somebody like post these pictures of me? I just felt
betrayed?
Yeah, betrayed.
Why did you send Rob a video of you with another man?
You know, I've been broken up with Rob since December. And it's like if somebody keeps poking at you and poking at you and poking at you and keep poking at you, you're eventually gonna pop.
Rob has done this in the past. He did the same thing to Rita Ora. He did the same thing to Adrian Bylon. He loves to smear whoever his ex's name is. I'm not saying that those girls all did right by him.
Yeah, but still.
But he does have a pattern of like, bitch, you do me wrong, I'm gonna front you out.
I don't know, man. I believe Rob over Chyna, but I'm a little biased.
But Rob doesn't strike me as the type of dude that has a backbone. He doesn't strike me as a manly man. Yeah, like, he's right. Not gonna put his foot down. Have you seen their show that they had together? He was kind of like, duh, okay.
Whatever. Yeah, he was like, who are these guys texting you?
Yeah.
She was like, why do you have my phone, Rob?
Yeah, right.
Between the four of us, who's the most likely to take revenge on an ex?
Brad.
Portia.
Me? Never.
I think Brad would.
No, why would I? I don't give two
Okay.
Only reason I wouldn't do it because I think you'd do it back
to me. Right.
Well, now, I ain't gonna tell your secrets because I don't want you to tell mine.
Right. When it's over. I'm not losing no sleep. You don't lose none.
So yep. Do not leave me mad. Yeah. I will find a way to make it easy.
Easy like
so. Oh, no. I'll never have a mad ex. Yeah. Any ex of mine, I can call your ass on the phone right now.
All right. So, head crack, we had an Insta damn girl in the form of Ashanti earlier, but now we got some for the ladies.
Uh-huh.
You ready, Portia?
Gary?
Yes. Okay, it's time for
Insta damn dude.
And today's man is Liam Hemsworth. And baby, he took to Instagram today to share these hot pictures of him in some tiny shorts with the caption, "Here's to ice baths and flexing in tiny shorts."
I like to change the way I say my Insta damn. I want to say Insta
damn, dude.
As in you're disappointed?
Yes! Boy, he forgot leg day.
Man.
Who is his trainer?
No, but they say if it's more than a mouthful, it's too much.
No, see, it's the ice bath thing. He got in the ice bath.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
So his whole body shrunk?
Yeah. It all shrunk. That's what I'm going to pray, girl. He looks so skinny. He looks like he need to eat a piece of bread.
Yeah.
Molly ain't cooking nothing over there.
I'm disappointed.
I had a munchies when you smoke a lot.
He got legs. It's like Gary on this picture.
Yeah, he does look like Gary. Gary, he got your thighs.
He got your thighs, Gary.
All right, y'all. Up next, honey, we got all the tea, honey, on Ciara and Russell Wilson celebrating their first anniversary. And guess what?
What?
It was hot, baby.
Brewery.
Brewery.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. So wedding anniversaries are that one day of the year where you can really show that person, the love of your life, how much they mean to you, right?
Yeah.
Are you even understanding what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Love. And
love. I've heard of it.
Well, it looks like romance is still alive and well for Ciara and Russell Wilson. They've been married a year. Time flies. They went down to Mexico.
They've lasted a whole year. Oh, my God. I'm glad it's still flaming.
Well, Ciara posted this image of the bed covered in red petals in the shape of swans and also spelling out their initials R plus C. I've done this before on a white comforter. And unless you use fake petals, your body is stained red. The comforter's completely shot.
I don't think it looks
like a crime scene. It's awful.
Well, that's why you do it at a hotel, Heidi.
Yeah, I know, but you get in trouble. You get in trouble. They're like, housekeeping. You're like, don't come in here.
You gotta lay down towels first. That's what I do. At all the motels I hang out at. I lay down the towels, tear the comforter off. You knew it was the Russell who set it up because that R plus C, that's not rose petals. That's just like meatballs. Small meatballs. That's a guy's way of being romantic. And I tried to do romantic stuff like that. No. I mean, I remember one time I filled the bathtub with chocolate and strawberries and fed her rose petals.
I think you...
I mixed it up.
He's a dyslexic romantic.
Yes. IU love.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.